Welcome back to Escape to the Magic Podcast. This is Ryan. I am one of the hosts of the show. And on this week's episode, we are going back in time and bringing back episode number 12, our not-so-scary Halloween show. Listen, tomorrow is Halloween, and we thought it'd be kind of fun to re-release this episode that we did last year. It's a fun episode. We had a lot of fun recording it. We talk a little Disney Halloween history, talk about some of those ghost stories that are found in the parks, and we talk, of course, about some of the Disney's scariest movies and villains. All around fun episode. And with tomorrow being Halloween, what better time to listen to it? We hope you enjoy our not-so-scary Halloween show. Here it is.
Welcome back to Escape to the Magic Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Randy.
I'm Dak.
And I'm Ryan.
And this week, we bring to you Escape to the Magic's not-so-scary Halloween episode.
I'm excited for this, guys. So, I love Halloween. Halloween is my second most favorite holiday.
Me too.
I love everything about it. I love watching the kiddos get dressed up and get excited about their costumes. So I love Halloween. And
me too.
I especially love Halloween in the parks. It is so awesome to go to the parks when it's all decorated for Halloween.
Pretty incredible. I mean, for me, I agree 100%. It's my second favorite holiday, just barely behind Christmas, to tell you the truth, right? And those two holidays, I wish they were further apart. So that I could celebrate each one a little bit longer, because they're the types of holidays that I look forward to many months in advance.
So let me just ask a very random question that has nothing to do with the episode at all. How would you feel if they passed where they said Halloween is the last Saturday of the month as opposed to landing on the 31st? Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
It's been talked about. I think as a parent of kids that like to trick or treat,
yeah,
I think sometimes Halloween would be best if it were always on a Friday or Saturday night. But, you know, like Thanksgiving is always the fourth Thursday.
Yeah.
But Christmas is always on the 25th. So I don't know.
You know, and it's interesting because Christmas is associated with a birthday traditionally, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of why it's got this is a specific day. Just like your birthday doesn't change every year unless you were born on February 29th, then,
yeah.
Right. You know, so Christmas would, but Halloween, I can dig it. I would be okay with it being a static day for the very reason I just said. I look forward to it for a long time and I would like to celebrate it for a long time. So I'm not necessarily married to the 31st. In fact, why don't we just move it to October 13th and ensure that October 13th falls on a Friday every year while we're at it.
Wow.
Interesting.
That would be interesting. No, I'd be down with that. As a dad of trick-or-treaters, it is, I hate feeling like we got to rush to get them out, get them back in, go through the candy stash, see what the winnings were and what the haul was of the trick-or-treating, only to rush them off to bed, right? And I know they're sneaking candy.
And then on Tuesday night, they got to go back to school Wednesday.
Yes.
Those teachers are like, this is the worst day of the year.
Well, it's like the Monday after the Super Bowl or
should be a holiday.
You know, there should be some leniency there with schools that, you know what? Yeah, you can maybe come in a little bit later or not come in at all.
Well, that was a very random question. Have very much to do with our episode.
No, it does not.
And I'm sure one day it will come to pass just like the end of daylight savings.
Well, this is our Halloween special that we're bringing to you. So I thought I'd give a little bit of a history lesson here. Do you guys know when Halloween started in the parks?
October 31st.
Good guess. That's an excellent guess. So in 1959... that's when Disneyland had their first real Halloween event, right?
So
I don't want to call it a party, but it was an event.
So 4 years after.
4 years after their opening, right? If up to that point, it was mostly Christmas, Easter stuff. And then they finally got on board with the Halloween party. And what they did, it was kind of cool. It'd be cool if they did this today. They had kids decorate pumpkins and then actually march the pumpkins down Main Street. And people got to cheer them on. And then it actually died off after that. So they stopped doing that pumpkin march, or parade of pumpkins is what they called it. And then back in 1995, the olden days of the 90s, that's when the Halloween parties at Disneyland and Walt Disney World really started to kick off. So Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party at Disney World, and then the Disneyland party names have kind of changed over time. And it's actually switched back and forth between being in Disneyland Park and Disney's California Adventure. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting.
So are you saying that they really didn't do Halloween between 59 and 95?
Not on a like kind of party weird that basis. It was
both those two numbers, and then they just kind of inverted them?
I didn't even notice that, but yes, you're right. Yeah.
Wow.
13th, 31st.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, you know, why not?
Why not?
There you go.
That's interesting. So hold up, let me back up a second. So at Disneyland, they alternated between the two parks.
Yeah, so it originally started at Disney California Adventure and then went to Disneyland, if I'm doing my history right. And then now it's back at Disney California Adventure.
The Halloween party.
The party itself.
Okay, the party, yeah.
I mean, these parties have become wildly successful. We talked about this on our last,
yeah,
so two episodes ago. What I found interesting is Magic Kingdom in Walt Disney World in Orlando. That's the primary Halloween decor location, right?
Yeah.
You don't see a lot of decorations up at Epcot or Animal Kingdom or even Hollywood Studios. They're there, but they're not in your face.
Not to the degree.
Yeah.
And that's why I was about to bring this up. I felt like, because we were there last year at Halloween time, I felt like California Adventure in Disneyland at Disneyland Resort was far superior in terms of overall decor than Disneyland Park was, which is the opposite of what you find in Florida.
Right, right. And then of course at Disneyland they go all out, right? So at Disneyland Park they have more of like your oranges and your yellows and your fall colors, and then I personally like California Adventure, where they do more of the greens and the purples and play off of Oogie Boogie and all of that theme.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I like that better.
Love it.
Yeah. Yeah, Disneyland is kind of like the fall harvest almost sort of theme, right?
Right.
And they do have that gigantic pumpkin.
Yeah,
Blinky, at the entrance.
Blinky,
I mean,
like
oh
that.
My gosh, that pumpkin was so big. But yeah, I just felt like the theme of Halloween was felt better at California Adventure. And so, but you're telling us the party is at Disneyland.
So the party, sorry, if I said that wrong, I apologize. The party is actually held at Disney California Adventure.
Oh, okay.
It was in Disneyland for a short period of time, but they moved it back over to
Okay. Well, that makes
California
sense.
Adventure. Yeah.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Sure. So the other thing that's kind of spooky is there's a few ghost stories that exist in the parks. So some of these, I won't go into any of
What do you think about ghosts, Ryan?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. I gotta be careful here, because I think you start saying that ghosts don't exist, or that they do exist. I think you're walking a certain line there.
Yeah.
I believe in, and let's not get philosophical here or whatnot. But I think strange things can happen.
You believe a little bit in the supernatural.
I think strange things can happen. I think there are some times where the supernatural, you know, we're not talking Ghostbusters type supernatural where, you know, the skies are opening up and, you know, ghosts are walking around New York City. What about you?
Yeah. So, you know, I like the word supernatural because you just break it down. It is anything that is above what's natural.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I think that everyone kind of has experiences from time to time that are hard to explain. You just don't quite
know. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. And that's kind of where I put it. You know, I guess I almost feel like I'm reverting to Bill Clinton. Well, what is a ghost? Right. Before you can answer that, you know, what is, I don't know, but, it is interesting because I think pretty much everybody can sit down and look back at it at some point in their life where it's like, what was that? And I don't know. And so when I really enjoy hearing ghost stories, I like watching those sorts of things. The very first movie I ever saw in a movie theater, by the way, fellas, was Ghostbusters.
Really?
And I was obviously very young, okay? But that was the very first one, you know, that my parents took me to see. And it's one of my probably five favorite movies of all time, right? So I gravitate towards that kind of thing. But I don't know. It's interesting. So tell us some of these stories.
Yeah. So I was, just to piggyback on that conversation, then we'll get to some of these ghost stories within the parks, is I definitely think there's been times in my life where I have felt that like creepy hair raising on the back of your neck moment where you're like, I don't feel like I'm the only person in this room, or I don't feel like I'm the only person in these woods. And so, again, to Ryan's point, maybe I'm creeping myself out and letting my imagination grow.
You're in the woods by yourself?
Sure. You've been out camping or whatever. Or
I was lost in the woods.
So, yeah, you've ever, you know, you've ever just been out, like, maybe not in the woods or, like, just out in the outdoors by yourself or whatever. You hear, start to hear sounds, you start, your mind starts to play tricks on you. You know, you feel like you're Snow White as she's being chased, right? The branches get longer and the trees look creepier.
Listen, I'm going to go way off topic. But
Here we go.
My favorite band of all time, the great Iron Maiden, has an awesome song exactly with those lyrics called Fear of the Dark.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to say.
All right. Okay, let's get in. So, of course, there's all the stories of people seeing Walt roam the parks, right?
Yeah.
There's all kinds of stuff.
And listen, you know what? If I were to see Walt roaming the park, I would not be scared of that.
No.
I'm going to go up there and just, hey.
No, I'd be like, hey, let's
tell me some stories. Let's go get a Dole Whip.
Let's go get a
stories.
Ghost Burger. And
yeah, I want him to drive me around on the little car.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Roy. So Roy, of course, Walt's brother. Yeah. He's been seen throughout the parks, or the stories are. But then I did some research from a few reputable, hopefully reputable, depending on how much you believe in ghost stories, websites, and there's
Snopes.
That's right. Yeah, it's called Snopes. No, so I don't know if I can use this guy's name or not, but he's a renowned Disney historian. I'll say it. He's public. So Jim Corcus is his name. He does a lot of Disney history stuff.
Yeah, if you know, I mean, that name is known throughout the Disney history community. So.
Yeah. So he came up with a few. I'll just do one or two. So one, a young woman by the name of Dolly Young, supposedly, you can go look up the story. It's a little bit gruesome. So we won't share it on the podcast, since we're not so scary on this episode.
Yeah.
But supposedly she haunts the Matterhorn, right? Mm. And there's a specific spot on the Matterhorn that they actually call the Dolly's Dip.
Mm.
So that must have been where the accident took place, right?
So interesting.
So you can put two and two together there with what happened to poor Dolly.
I'm going to be there in December with my wife and brother and sister-in-law. Because when we were there for our guys' trip, the Matterhorn was closed.
It was closed.
So
that's
we didn't
right.
get to do it. So this will be
of course, I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, I'm like, Matterhorn's too slow to be scary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Only thing.
But now.
The only thing that scares me is how my back's going to feel when I'm done with
it. Oh, gosh. And what my knees are doing. Right?
Yeah.
I'm really intrigued. Really, really intrigued.
Yeah. So go look up
Dolly's Dip at the Matterhorn.
Yep. Go look that up.
Look it up.
The other one I'll share is a guy by the name of Thomas Cleveland. Apparently he died on the monorail. And now he haunts the track.
Interesting.
People have seen him running on the beams, which I think would be kind of fun. A little bit of a balance act there.
I would try that. The monorail at Disneyland?
Disneyland. These are all
Disneyland
stories.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't find any. I'm sure they're out there, but I didn't find any Disney World.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Anyways.
Yeah,
no,
you guys,
no ghosts in Florida?
You guys listening are going to have to look up these stories. I looked up. I just Googled Dolly's Dip, and yeah, we can't share that. But that's pretty. I mean, yeah, it's pretty horrific.
Yeah.
Don't mean to laugh at that, but that's I'm gonna look for Dolly's Dip when we're there in December.
So, Randy, I will share one more for you. I've heard, or he also said that in Club 33, which is your magical scenario.
Yeah,
there are some people that claim they can even smell Walt's old French cigarettes that he used to smoke while he was there in the parks. So again.
That's just probably some, you know, uppity celebrity in the corner.
Yeah. What it is, I don't know about you guys, but every year when I turn on my furnace for the first time, you get this like you get interesting little dust. Like, burnt smell.
Yeah.
So, anyways, okay. So that's our ghost stories for the episode. I thought another fun thing is I jumped on a website. I don't have my phone next to me, or I'd quote the website. But they named the top 10 scariest Disney movies, which Disney is not really known for having its scary movies. But I thought this would be an interesting list to go through. So maybe we can jump through these and talk about them. Some of these I haven't even seen before, but here we go. So your top 10 scariest Disney movies of all time. Number 10, Pinocchio. What do you guys think?
The cartoon or the live action?
The cartoon. So I know the donkey scene where the boys.
I'm gonna call it a big no. I find nothing about Pinocchio scary.
I haven't seen Pinocchio in a long, long time. I did not even see the live action version, so I don't.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe in 1940 when it was released.
Yeah.
There was parts that were scary. I mean, there's certainly some parts that are maybe a little, you know, psychedelic.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. All right. So, Pinocchio, we're putting on the cream puff. All right. Number 9, The Black Cauldron.
Yeah, Black Cauldron.
The bad guy in that, I can't remember his name. It's Black Cauldron is one of those, like, what I call the rough years of Disney animation. That was a pretty rough time for Disney
animation. Mid-80s.
Yeah.
You know.
But the bad guy in that was pretty intense. He's like this skeleton-looking guy that has like a cloak that goes over his head. So look him up, Black Cauldron.
Did you know that that actually is Disney's first animated movie to not be rated G? It was the very first PG rating for a Disney animated movie. Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, so Dak, real fast, I want to go back a second. I had to look up Pinocchio because I'm like, where in Pinocchio is it scary? I came across this, another list had Pinocchio rated the number 4.
Whoa.
As the 4th scariest movie. But I found this interesting that Pinocchio is so dark that much of it had to be toned down for the 22 live action remake.
Really?
I'm going to have to go back and watch the cartoon version.
I'm making a face here.
Yeah.
The only part that was scary. You can't hear my face on the podcast, but yeah. I'm clearly making one.
When they go to the island, the boys do, and they start turning into donkeys.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, here we go. So number 8. Ooh, I would agree with this one. The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's a dark movie, which is why it got a dark ride.
Yeah.
And it's why they never should have taken it away.
Yeah, that's right. And
it's
then
awesome.
Yeah.
And then the Ichabod.
Yeah.
Fun at first, right? Lots of fun. And then when he starts going through the woods to get back home, where it gets exciting with the Headless Horseman. All right.
Which you see in the Halloween parties.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's the best part, I think, of the Halloween parties is every parade starts off with the Headless Horseman just clip-clopping down the street to kick the parade off.
Yeah.
All right. Number 7, Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice. Ooh. Beetlejuice.
That's a Disney movie? Is it Touchstone?
Ryan and I, that's who it is. Ryan and Touchstone. I were talking about this on the way over, is Touchstone is the
movie production company that's not
Disney, that is Disney.
That's not the animation studio, that's not the specifically family-friendly. I'm not sure I realized it was Touchstone, but I would agree if it is.
I don't know if it is Touchstone.
I'm looking it up right now.
But it's on Disney Plus, so we're counting it. You can watch Beetlejuice right now.
It could have been Fox, though.
Ooh, there you go. Very well.
So
Randy's going to get us an answer here.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
But I would say yes. So my girls were watching Beetlejuice the other night, and I had to warn one of them, who's a scaredy cat, that she better not be coming to my room tonight to wake us up because she was scared because she was watching Beetlejuice.
Had she seen it before?
She's never seen
it. Oh, that was her first time?
Yeah.
What'd she think of it?
They loved it.
Yeah, there are some moments in that movie that are pretty intense for a young child.
Yeah.
Great movie, though.
You know, and inappropriate. There's a fair amount of innuendo.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yes. Probably not a movie that Disney would have made as an original.
Yeah, probably not.
But
all right, Randy, we're coming back to you on the Beetlejuice production company.
I mean, it's a Tim Burton movie, right?
There you go.
So
he was originally Disney.
So what I see here is it was Geffen Film, distributed by Warner Brothers. So
Disney Plus got it. Well, it's
licensing.
We're counting. Yeah.
Well, it's on Disney Plus, so it counts now.
Yeah. All right, number six, Halloween Town. This is one I've never
heard of it.
It's on Disney Plus. Meh. It's like,
is it okay? Is it animated?
No, it's not animated. Mm-hmm. It's a live action, and it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did it come out? I have to look this up.
Yeah.
Halloween Town.
Halloween Town. There's actually Halloween Town 2 and 3, I believe. This was just the original.
It was a Disney Channel original movie, actually. Oh. 1998.
Oh.
Not too long ago.
Well, and you know, Debbie Reynolds is in it.
Really?
The most famous person, I think, that starred in it. It was actually like, I think it was like the fourth Disney Channel original movie. So, you know, remember Disney Channel when it really started, they had some shows, but yeah. It was primarily like regurgitating, you know, the old animateds and some cartoons and stuff like that. And so when they started making original content, it was a big deal.
Yep. All right. Number five. So top five. This one was for me for sure as a kid growing up. Star Wars Empire Strikes Back. The right. Darth Vader.
That's okay. But that's a stretch. I mean, you know.
Listen,
Empire Strikes Back was not a Disney movie.
Yeah, not an original. But I can tell you, when Darth, I was saying to Ryan on the way over here, when Luke goes down in Dagobah into that little cave / swamp area and he fights Darth Vader, well, whatever that was, the aberration of Darth Vader, man. As a kid, that scared the bejeebers out of me. I was terrified of Darth Vader as a kid.
Well, and have you seen, there is a video out there floating on social media of a dog watching Star Wars. Have you seen this?
No.
It's like, I think it's a black lab, and it's a scene where Darth Vader, I think it's from episode 4, where Darth Vader is entering, coming on to Leia's ship. And you know, that has that big theatrical introduction to Darth Vader.
Yes, yes.
So, and the dog is watching this clip, and the dog's eyes are big, and he gets off the couch and runs behind the couch, and it's kind of peeking at the TV from behind the couch. Anyway.
Yeah.
So
awesome. All right, number four, the most recently released version of the Haunted Mansion.
100% agree with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would probably rank it higher than four.
Yeah. So it has some. I would too. I thought it had some pretty good jump scare scenes.
Well, you know, and in the theater, we watched it in the theater. I tell you, I turned to my wife. I'm like, is this too intense for our little one? Because I thought there were some serious jump scares. And again, that's part of this just being in the theater. The music is louder. It's dark. But since then, I kid you not, my youngest has watched that probably every single day.
Nice.
Since it's come out on Disney Plus.
You're a good parent.
I finally watched it on the airplane.
And?
Loved it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It was great.
Great movie.
Okay, here we go. So this one might be more for its time. To me, there's only really one scene. But number three, Fantasia with Chernabog, or however you say that dude's name. The devil creature that's up on Bald Mountain.
Yeah.
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 be cool to have that. Well, we'll get to that later. All right. Ooh, little teaser there.
Whoa.
Okay, number two. It's right up your alley, Ryan. Return to Oz.
Yeah.
That is the
freakiest, scariest. That was scary for different reasons, right?
That was just a weird movie.
Yeah. It
just
wasn't like,
absolutely
it wasn't
weird.
Like I'm terrified. It was just like, oh my gosh, what am I watching? This is unnatural.
Yeah.
So is that, is it like Willy Wonka?
It's bizarre.
Okay. So this is the best probably description I can give of it is if you are a Stanley Kubrick fan and watch the movie Clockwork Orange. Now that's a rated R version, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's a fair
comparison.
But if you were to tone that down to a PG level movie, I think you have Return to Oz.
Hmm. Interesting.
That's my
just weird.
It's never just a it. Weird movie.
Yeah.
Never seen it.
Yeah.
All right. Number one scariest created Disney movie of all time, Watcher in the Woods.
Yes.
100%. I get the chills. I'm getting the chills just right now.
Really?
Listening. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I've never seen this movie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know that it's worth seeing, but it is.
It's worth. Hey, around this time of year.
But I agree. I agree with that being the Disney movie ranked at the top. Now, again, it's kind of loose, right? Because I could give you a whole list of actual horror movies that have Disney's name on it, but not directly Disney, right? Because they are all through Miramax.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like Touchstone, Miramax was one of their brands. Like Scream, for instance, right? Scream is a Disney movie.
Really?
It was a Miramax production, right? When Disney owned Miramax. Gotcha. You know, Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers. Okay. So when we start talking about scary movies, The Crow, right? Okay.
What?
These are Miramax movies. And look, I mean, Disney wanted to be able to have production in all sorts of different genres, but you can't necessarily stamp the Disney name on it.
Yeah, you would never put Disney's.
But Watcher in the Woods has Disney's
from
name.
From Dusk Till Dawn, okay? I mean, the list goes on, fellas. So, but your list is fine for the not-so-scary Halloween special.
If, yeah.
if I may.
Yeah, go ahead, Ryan.
Sensitive? You sense things?
Past pursues the present.
This is Watcher in the Woods. Anyway, we watched this in school because it was, quote, Disney.
Yeah.
And it gave me nightmares.
Wow.
Anyway.
It, just you playing that totally has that like late 80s, early 90s Disney movie vibe, right? Where they're like the way their voices are done. All right. So that's your top 10 list. Most of these for me.
Pretty tame.
Yeah, pretty tame. Not so scary.
No. I would definitely suggest, though, if you like scary movies and have never seen Watcher in the Woods, that legitimately, to me, gives me the chills. Even just playing the trailer just now and thinking about my youth.
Randy's rolling his eyes over here.
Maybe I remember it just as a kid, how scared I was and how many nights I had nightmares thinking of the girl with, you know, the blindfold and the mirrors breaking. And
yeah, it's creepy. It's creepy.
Okay. So
I'm gonna go watch Ernest Scared Stupid.
Yeah.
Gosh. I don't know if that one's on Disney Plus.
Yeah,
it might
not.
Be in the Halloween section since that was a Fox production, but you know,
probably not scary.
No, it's hilarious. It's Ernest.
Do you guys like to be scared?
I do.
Do you like?
I absolutely love it.
Like, would you go to
as a
corn
teenager,
mazes or like haunted woods? And
I did
all that.
I did that all the time as a teenager. You know, I've seen some pretty freaky movies that to this day would be ones that like I would never in a million years sit down and watch that again, kind of a thing. I did. I loved going to haunted houses. You know, haunted forests, the corn mazes, and stuff like that. Yeah. I don't currently live with anybody who would like doing that.
Same. Well, so, actually, my daughter, my oldest daughter would.
I might be able to convince one of my children to, but I'm not sure I would want to inflict that on one of my children.
Sure. Yeah.
Because I'll also say this, that, you know, in the many decades since I used to do these in my pastime, they've really upped the ante on a lot of this stuff. And now it's almost like, you know, a form of psychological terrorism.
Sure.
You know, so, and that takes it far beyond just the jumping out and scaring people. But I'll tell you, I mean, I love doing it. You know, in my late teens, early 20s, as I was serving as a full-time missionary in the great country of Italy, we actually hosted a haunted house
in
the basement of the church and got lots of people to come. And it was a lot of fun, right?
Yeah.
But it was your traditional, you know, like no one's grabbing people and there's nothing like graphic going on. Like you just kind of jump out from around the corner and the Italians loved it because that's not really something that they do.
I did the same thing as a missionary in Chile in one of our chapels there. We did up a haunted house, and I kid you not, the entire town came out.
Yeah,
because they had never done a haunted house before.
That's what we had. Yeah. We I was in a part of Rome, and listen, by the way, I mean, you want to talk about scary. There's lots of places in Rome you can go, you know, thousands of years old, where in broad daylight, you're like, this is a little scary. So it was so much fun to do that. I love Halloween for that reason. I just, I do kind of thrive a little bit on that adrenaline rush. And then like the peace that comes afterwards when you're like, okay, that wasn't real.
Yeah. Well, have you guys ever done, so my wife, she likes to be scared, and we did, you know, we don't live too far from Galveston. So have you guys ever done a ghost tour down there?
So I have not in Galveston, but we just did a ghost tour in Boston. So a couple weekends ago when we were in Boston.
Great town for ghost tours.
Loved it. I was amazed at how much I loved going on this ghost tour. And they like took you through, you know, the city of Boston and just, you know, told different ghost stories. Kind of like our little Disneyland ghost stories, but they did not leave out the gory details.
No.
Yeah. So, and the characters, at least on ours, they dressed up like the tour guides dressed up in different costumes and stuff like that.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. That's all right then.
Yeah. All right. Okay. We kind of got off the little Disney bandwagon there for a little bit. And so let's get back on.
But it's Halloween.
It's a special Halloween episode.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. So next, I thought we'd name the top five Disney villains. Again, pulled from
you know
website.
What movie was left off the list, by the way?
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Straight up Disney. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Any of the first three, to tell you the truth. But yeah, I think Curse of the Black Pearl was, they had some super scary
parts.
You're
in a ghost story, Miss Turner.
Dead Man's Chest. Yes. You know, I mean, there's just... And the very first time I saw Davy Jones come out with those, you know, snake looking things for a beard. I mean, dude.
Yeah. No, you're 100%
anyway,
correct.
Sorry,
that.
I couldn't go past that.
No, I love
you're
that.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates
absolutely.
Should have been on there.
That's probably top three in terms of like legitimate Disney scary movies. Yep.
Yeah. No jump scares in that, but I would put that behind
a little bit.
Mansion.
Yeah, we're gonna drop Fantasia.
No, you got to keep Fantasia. That was the original scary movie.
I meant up the list.
Oh, okay. All right.
So move it to like number six. Yeah. Okay. And put Pirates in there.
Yeah. Let's drop Pinocchio.
Yeah. Pinocchio's dropping off.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go back and watch Pinocchio. I don't know. I can't remember what's scary about that.
I'm a real boy.
All right. Here we go. Okay. So top five Disney villains. Again, not so sure I... agree with everyone on this list, so we'll open it up to discussion. So number five, Lady Tremaine, but from the live action Cinderella.
That's her name?
Lady Tremaine, yeah. The stepmother.
I didn't know that. I didn't know she had a name.
Yeah, she's
I thought she was the stepmother.
So that one's played by Cate Blanchett.
Yeah.
I thought she did an amazing job.
No, I mean, she's a phenomenal actress. Okay.
Yeah.
Little, so she's
let me
like
think,
just
let me think
cruel,
on this.
Cruel, scary.
Yeah, let me think on this.
Okay. Number four, Cruella de Vil, the actual cartoon version.
Yeah. Actually, to tell you the truth, I feel like the live action version was the scary one. That, well,
let me tell you, I have not seen the live action version yet.
What?
But let me tell you.
The other outstanding.
Day, the other day, my...
It is good.
I think it was my youngest who was watching it, and it was a scene where... Cruella was walking through a restaurant or something, and I'm like, what are you watching? She's like, oh, Cruella. I'm like, wow, okay, this is legitimately, this has some scary vibes to it.
Yeah.
So I may need to watch that.
Yeah, absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, number three, Scar.
Well, he's a murderer. So
yeah, he is a murderer.
I don't know. He's just a jerk. Yeah.
All right, number two. I do agree with this one. So now we're getting into some real ones. So number two, his name is Claude Frollo. He's the priest on the Hunchback of, or the father or whoever he is, on the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Creepy dude.
Mm.
Oh boy, Randy's not buying it.
Okay.
Ryan has to look him
up. I'm looking him up. I'm like, it's been such a long time since I've seen that movie.
Yeah, he's creepy. So he kills the Hunchback's mom.
Yeah, that's not nice.
Kind of puts the move on Randy's okay with him.
That's sleazy for a priest. I get it. But we're talking about like the five scariest villains, not like jerkiest villains.
Not my list. Not my list. Okay, here we go. Number one is Chernabog. Again, the devil guy from the demon.
I think that one's fair.
Demon guy.
I think that's fair because he is a demon. Fantasia. Right? So, and in fact, I think the argument could be made that, you know, he is the devil himself.
Yes.
Either way. Of course, then there was that time, too, in the, you know, Mickey Halloween special when Donald was dressed up like the devil. So,
yes.
Well, I don't know. But anyways, I would be okay with that.
All right.
I'd be okay with
that. So, that's it. That's our
Let's throw out some honorable mentions
I think there's
But I'm like, okay, you know, yeah. Maleficent? How does Maleficent not make the list?
Yeah.
100% Maleficent.
You know,
she's a shapeshifter.
She turns into a freaking dragon breathing green yeah. fire. Like, yes. Wow.
Yeah. Ursula?
Yeah. Ursula good. Absolutely. Yeah.
The Headless Horseman is a...
Yes.
So for me, like that's probably number one.
Yeah.
And okay, so let's talk for a second about Party Time, okay?
Yeah.
Let's talk for a second about Party Time, because the Boo to You parade at Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party... You know, at the end of the Christmas party, at the very end, who do you have?
Santa.
You get Santa Claus, right? So what are you going to do for a Halloween parade? You're going to lead the processional in silence with a dude riding a horse and he's got no head.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing scarier than that. And then you go to California Adventure and they got like the big statue that pull out and stuff. Dude, that's the scariest one.
And they like pump this like smoke fog out of the horse's nose.
Yep.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, Headless Horseman's number one.
Yeah, absolutely.
He even beats the devil.
You got any others, Ryan?
Those were kind of the three that stood out. Yeah. There's a few on this list that, you know, Shere Khan is one, you know, the evil queen from
Snow White. Yeah.
Is one, but I think I like the Headless Horseman as the number one.
Yeah.
It gives me the
heebie-jeebies.
And
just
I think too,
you
have, because it's depicted in other movies that make him scarier. The Johnny Depp version.
Oh yeah, Sleepy Hollow.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, and
terrifying.
It is. And of course, you know, like all good Disney movies, has its roots in folklore.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so the tale of Ichabod Crane and the Headless Horseman goes way back, far, far, scary, gory, whatever you want to call it, than anything Disney ever produced.
Yeah.
Just like everything else that you would see from folks like the Brothers Grimm, right? So, you know, that's something. It's up there.
And I think Disney cartoons and Disney movies and all that, I think they started out much more scarier, right? They weren't afraid to, like, put some scary scenes in the movies, whereas maybe today's versions of movies are a little bit less scarier.
Which kind of goes against the Disney perspective. Yeah, and that kind of goes against the grain too, because you have these creators that are constantly trying to push the boundaries of what's real and what's not real, and what's scary and what's not scary. So I think Disney has done a pretty good job of kind of maintaining that we want to scare you, we don't want to terrify you.
Sure.
Yeah. To having nightmares. So
Jafar.
Oh yeah, that was one my wife brought up. Was Jafar for her was a good villain.
And going back to the Black Cauldron, right? The Horned King.
That's his name. Thank you. Yes. Yeah, he's a little creepy looking. If you get some time, listeners, Google the Horned King from the Black Cauldron. He's a creepy looking dude.
And what about the mom entangled, Mother Gothel.
Yeah.
That's scary because that's like kind of
abductor.
Real. There's like some actual people out there that are like that lady. So.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. All right. That one's cool. I like it.
Okay. Awesome. Well, that was it. That's what I had for our not so scary Halloween episode. I thought we would do a fun Halloween magical scenario.
That was great. It's great. I mean, it's fun. You know, Halloween's a great holiday.
Yeah. Love it.
You know. Did you bring me candy?
We're gonna save it today. Yeah. So happy Halloween. Trick or treating. Yeah. Happy Halloween. All right. So here's our magical scenario. This has been thrown out by the Imagineers, and I think it was talked about in D23. But the magical scenario is this: we're going to create a villain's land in one of the parks.
Whoa.
And so
I think it's going to happen.
I think it's going to happen too.
There's already a villain's parking lot, so why not villain's land?
I think there's the park in Jafar. Cult phenomenon within Disney of like there's a whole group of Disney goers that love the villains, right? They love the Jack Skellingtons. They love the whole vibe. He's not totally a villain, right? No. I'm just saying in general, there's a group of Disney people.
I mean, I would say probably at least lately, the last few years, one of the number one costumes you see anywhere is Maleficent.
Yeah. Yes.
Right? Because it is an elaborate and extravagant getup. So, people love villains.
Yeah. And even when you go to the parks, you're starting to see way more people. Well, especially if you go in Halloween time, you see people kind of getting their Halloween, like I said, the villain merchandise and wearing and clothes. You can't wear costumes, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to create this villain's land. And what I'll throw out there, I'll throw out some ideas for you, but we're going to totally, so this is a Imagineer word, we're going to blue sky it, which means blue sky is like where one of the execs comes into the Imagineers and they say, hey, look, the sky's the limit, right? Like you can come up with any idea. Don't worry about cost. Don't worry about functionality. Don't worry about engineering it. Just come up with ideas.
Doesn't have to make sense. It does.
Yeah.
They want it to make sense.
Yeah. But it's like, sky's the limit. Just come up, throw some ideas out there. Uh-huh. So here's a few blue sky ideas, or you guys can come up with some on your own. So first one, from the Emperor's New Groove, Kronk and Yzma ride. So in the cartoon, I don't know if you remember this or not, but they're standing there and they actually go on a roller coaster ride. And Yzma yells out, pull the lever, Kronk. And she's like, wrong lever. And they go on this huge, even Kronk is like, Yzma, put up your hands.
This could be a pretty intense roller coaster.
It could be. Okay, so that's one.
Okay.
A Queen of Hearts hedge maze where you go through and, again, you could add in some animatronics. You could do some scary things in there.
So I think a maze would be...
That's a scary villain, by the way. I don't know how we missed the Queen of Hearts.
Yeah, Queen of Hearts.
So they do kind of have a maze over in Epcot. Small hedge maze.
They have a legit hedge maze in Disneyland Paris.
Well, that's because all they have in France are hedges.
So, yeah, that would be a fun one. Next one, kind of a boat ride. Boat ride through dungeons and maybe some voodoo scenes from Princess and the Frog. Maybe some caves.
I think we're about to get that.
Yeah. I certainly hope so. Yeah. And maybe a good Cajun restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Another coaster, Jafar Snake Roller Coaster.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. First thing that came to my head, you said Villain's Land. I'm like, roller coaster, Jafar, snake, going through that sphinx that kind of dips underground. All of a sudden, it's the big sand thing that he pops up. Yeah, and that's where they find the lamp and the Cave of Wonders. Yeah. Like, that's, ooh, that would be so cool. It'd
be a great entrance into the ride, right?
Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah, that's like your cue, and you're walking through the Cave of Wonders and stuff like that. And then, you know, like when the stairs all just go smooth and then you have to like fall down this slide.
Who dares disturb my slumber?
Yeah, that was really good.
What was that, Deck?
Dang. Yeah. You like that?
Golly.
You like that?
Man, this might
be Halloween, make everybody.
That sound pretty good.
Yeah. Here we go. I got a future in voice acting. Okay, couple more. So my wife and daughter came up with a Hocus Pocus house. You go in it. It's not the Haunted Mansion, but it's kind of like...
I'm not a Hocus Pocus fan.
Randy's poo-pooing their Hocus Pocus.
I side with Randy on that.
Yeah. Whoa. Good news for you guys. My wife never listens. okay. And then, Ryan, you thought of a good one on the way over here. An Ursula, like Dumbo ride, right? She's got her octopus tentacles.
Yeah, and goes it's total. Yeah.
It'd be very kid friendly, but somewhat scary at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah, especially when Dax throws up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Not go on the Ursula ride.
You know what I just thought of, and you guys have been to Universal, the mummy ride.
Yeah.
Ooh, taking that type of an attraction.
I think that's what I'm thinking with this Jafar snake, you know, Cave of Wonders sort of thing, is I feel like it's similar to the Mummy Returns. I think it's the Mummy Returns attraction at Universal. You know, and it's got everything. I mean, there's pyrotechnics in there.
Yeah.
You know, it's a dark ride. It's a fast coaster. I love it. That's one of my favorite rides there.
You know what I would do?
That I avoided for a really long time because I thought it was a 3D ride, which I can't do because I will get sick.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden someone was like, dude, that's not a 3D ride. And I'm like, oh. And I went on. I'm like, I've been missing this. It's so lame.
You know what I would do? Have you guys seen the video of the Pirates of the Caribbean ride over in Shanghai?
Yes.
Yes.
We've got to bring that over
here. Yes, I agree. I feel like we need another Pirates attraction.
Yeah.
What are there? There's 7 movies now, right? 7, yeah. 8.
They could. They should just like make that. A Pirates Land.
There should be more than one. Yeah, and because people love Pirates.
It's a huge franchise.
Well, they just love Pirates in general, right? And so attaching Pirates of the Caribbean as the IP to it, you could do so, so much.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and let's be honest, really, Adventureland, I mean, that's really what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you got magic carpets, you got Treehouse, that's it. It's Pirates.
Don't whip.
Well, you know, and that's okay.
Jungle Cruise is over there.
You know, Cruise, you know, but really.
Yeah, you're going there for.
You're going for Pirates.
Yeah.
Yeah, a Pirates Land would be fantastic.
And I think you know they kind of I was about to say they kind of pulled this off with Rise of the Resistance. If you think about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
A huge element of that attraction is being captured by the villains.
Mm-hmm. True. Yeah.
And so they kind of pull that off. I don't wonder if you could take some of that Star Wars IP and turn it up a notch and introduce the villain element to it. Right? Like, what could we do to bring Emperor Palpatine into the equation here, right? Yes. With some Force lightning and...
Ooh.
Hmm.
Yeah.
There's a villain we didn't talk about.
I definitely think you could, again, we keep saying his name, go back to Bald Mountain. That could be like your big attraction thing and have old Chernabog up on top of it. Like, that's your walking into the... And that's what you see, right?
Sure.
So at Animal Kingdom, you see the big tree of life. That'd be cool.
That would be.
I think also convenient. A villain's land, like, to me, that would be one more layer of how Disney finds a way to appeal to everyone.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Some people don't like the good guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I just mean, like, you know.
They just don't.
They bring in Star Wars, so now they're appealing to a whole mass of people that are just absolute Star Wars love, you know, love fest. They got the Marvel's land over in California, or Marvel's.
We need a Thanos coaster.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But I just think that having a villain's land would appeal to a lot of people. I think it'd be a very popular.
It'd be a huge success. I think it does appeal to a lot of people.
Yeah,
so, for sure.
Yeah.
Where would you put such a place?
Well, I tell you, there's been a couple mock-ups already, and they're out there. Just search, you know, Google, you know, YouTube it. One of the places was behind the Haunted Mansion, and you kind of fold in the Haunted Mansion into kind of the entrance.
You're talking Disney World, right?
Disney World, yeah.
So that would ultimately then circle up with now the beyond Big Thunder Mountains.
Yes,
soon
which
to
again,
come,
if
to be
if,
announced land of
if
some
if you
sort,
take this further,
Coco
the rumor is Coco and Kanto, and then
Encanto.
A villain's land. Kind of, you know, surrounding that area, that beyond Thunder Mountain.
Yeah,
area.
That could be really interesting, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got the railroad that goes right through both of that. So then all of a sudden, you know, railroad could become more functional at Disney World like it is at Disneyland.
Yeah,
at Disneyland, it really is a transportation system. Yes. At Disney World, it's a place to take a nap.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, great episode,
yeah,
guys.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah, happy Halloween. Give us a like and a follow on all of our channels. So Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. We'd love to hear some of your favorite villains, favorite Disney, scary Disney movies. So let us know what you think in the comments.
Drop us a review. And next week, back on schedule. Yep. Escape to the Magic podcast coming to you every Wednesday.
Awesome. This was fun, guys.
All Thanks, right. everyone.
Bye.